else, go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1961 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meet and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easygoing. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham introduces an immigration reform bill in the Senate.
I do four things that are required to stop this humanitarian crisis and threat to our sovereignty.
He'd set up refugee processing centers in Central America and Mexico for people seeking asylum, allow asylum-seeking families to be held together for 100 days here, not 20, and 500 new immigration judges, and make it so unaccompanied minors from Central America can be returned to their countries. His bill is called the Secure and Protect Act of 2019. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey has 6 days to sign or veto a bill banning almost all abortions.
Alabama state senators did pass a bill that would charge doctors with felonies should they perform abortions at any time, unless the mother's life is in jeopardy. The bill's authors fully admit it's a challenge to Roe v. Wade. The bill doesn't even make exceptions for rape or incest cases.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our phenomenal string of storm-free days continues. Today, sunshine will dominate, still rather low humidity with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool as we have been, but still comfortable. I think we go down to 62 for the low tonight, into the mid-80s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Rain chances just about nil. I've got them at 10%. Friday and Saturday, it's starting to feel more like summer. A little bit more humidity, high temperatures 88 to 90 both days. Not much change on Sunday. Although, I think by Sunday evening, there could be an isolated shower in the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama legislature has passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law. It makes performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Opponents say they will file legal challenges to the bill. The city of Selma is receiving a $1 million federal grant to help curb violent crime. A committee is in place to decide how to distribute the money. Officials say they have 18 months to utilize the grant money. And Montgomery Public School officials say Park Crossing High School was vandalized and they believe students are responsible. MPS officials say they caught over 20 students on video. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the students will be punished, including keeping seniors from walking at graduation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, 8 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 in the studio. Your call is welcome on the BethInnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228. We'll get to those phone calls quickly. I got to figure out what's causing that in here.
Is that what it is?
Why has it bothered me for 5 years? Just in the last 6 months, it started bothering me. Last 4 months, it started bothering me. I think I got lung cancer.
Well, I got the big C. Don't put your numbers in that machine.
I know. I'm scared to death. I got my insurance up.
You'd be like, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Baron, deed.
Baron, Coleman, lung cancer, death in 6 weeks. Hell with that guy. It's only 90% accurate. I'd be like, 10%. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Our number, 272-9228. Again, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Trey, you are on the program.
Yes, I don't get to listen to y'all as much as I want to. I live out of the Montgomery area. First question is, what happened to Jack? And second, do you know very much about the medical marijuana bill?
Okay.
And is it true that you have to give up your gun license in order to get one if they pass it?
You're like the ninth person that's called and asked that question.
Yeah, somebody's spreading that rumor.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
Everything I read, no. But I mean,
yeah, well,
I
don't know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. Nor do I much care. The first question, what happened to Jack is, and let me address something you didn't even ask. Just because you live out of town doesn't mean you can't listen to us on a daily basis. We have apps. We have TuneIn Radio. You can get us on the web browser, newstalk931.com. You can just just download the Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV app. Just search WACV in your Google or Apple Store. You'll find it. So you can listen to us all the time. We got hundreds of people that listen daily on those apps. I actually monitor those numbers pretty closely. It's how I know what works and what doesn't work. When it gets boring and I start seeing the numbers drop, I change the subject. Hey, honestly, and that's let me just say something, Trey. I'm going to let in a little trade secret. You know why I don't take as many calls as I used to take?
Why is that?
The more calls I take, the more numbers drop off the app.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a fact. That's why I limit calls to particular segments now instead of just taking them all day every day. The more calls you take, the more people drop off. Because people tune in to hear the hosts and the guests. They don't tune in to hear the calls. But anyway, I will say, but this is a great call. This is a great call. Because what happened to Jack, here's what happened to Jack. Jack had a setback with diabetes. A lot of people know he had a three toes amputated about 7 or 8 years ago. And he struggled over the years keeping that wound healed and non-infected and everything. As a diabetic, as you age, sometimes your peripheral blood supply and your nervous system doesn't work as well as it used to. And that happened to him, and he had trouble kicking the infection. The infection caused his blood sugar to spike, and they couldn't get it under control. And the only cure was to take the rest of his lower part of his leg to get all the infection out of there. It got into the bone and everything else. So he had the lower half of his leg amputated
what, 6 weeks ago now? Six, eight weeks ago? Yeah.
That's about right.
Spent a couple weeks in the hospital, spent several weeks in rehab. He's gotten a lot stronger. They got him on a diabetic diet, got his blood sugar under control. I mean, 80 to 100 every day when he wakes up. Doesn't get over 150, 160 when he eats. He has not been that healthy in a long, long time. And while it is going to be difficult on him to learn to balance and adjust and walk and everything with one leg, he has lost a bundle of weight. I mean, I think he said he was 180-something pounds last time they weighed him, last time I talked to him. And for those who knew Jack, that's a little under his fighting weight. So he's doing well. He's doing well. And he'll get back. He said he wants to aim to come back probably in the next few weeks to few months, and we'll see how he does. And as soon as he's ready and strong enough and can navigate the Blue Water Complex, Jack has a seat warm and ready for him any day he wants to be here.
That's great.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. As for the medical marijuana and the gun thing, I don't know. I think that's anti-gun. I think that's anti-medical marijuana proponents
Correct.
Pushing that.
Yeah, that's what I would think. It's people. Yeah, that
it's never come up in any other state.
Right. It's got to be somebody that's targeting, you know, people that are conservative.
Big Pharma
would be for CBD or marijuana.
It's Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pharma hates marijuana because they want to get you hooked on opioids. They want to get you hooked on
all the bad drugs.
And they don't want you to be able to walk in and with a few drops out of a dropper get relief. They just don't want you to.
Mm.
Or half of a gummy. I mean, it's not like you have to sit there and roll up a blunt and look like Snoop Dogg, you know, or Bob Marley. I had a cool Bob Marley poster back in the day. Eyes just blazed at this massive joint, smoke billowing out of it like a campfire.
Size of a Tampa cigar.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had bad weed back then. You had to smoke a lot of it. Bob Marley wouldn't have known what to do with California and Oregon and Colorado. He wouldn't have known what to do. He'd have been like, whoa, what I'm going
to
do?
What you give to me, man? What you do to me?
Oh, my gosh. I have a funny story about a celebrity. Can I tell it? Y'all know who Tommy Davidson is?
Yeah.
In Living Color?
Yeah, the like little dude comic. Yeah.
He might have done a show in Nashville when I was in high school, and we might have caught up with him after the show. And he might have been hilarious. He might have been one of the funniest people on the freaking planet. Boy, that's a long time ago. Who's this? Jersey.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you, sir?
All right. You know, I was thinking, do you think Iran is so strong now because that horse's butt president of ours gave him billions of dollars in cash?
Who said Iran is so strong now? When did that happen?
Oh, they're not? Well, they're raising hell with us, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, who said they're strong?
They're stronger now because they're about $5 billion richer.
Excuse me, they're $150 billion richer.
Is that what we gave them?
150, 170, I think.
Now, isn't that treasonous? I mean, we got a president that gives all that money to a terrorist nation. That's treason as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. And he tried to give him nuclear technology.
Why not? He was on a roll.
Yeah. You know when the modern advent of globalism really started? I mean, globalism started in 1916, 1917. Middle of World War I, companies looked around and said, man, we can make a lot of money. The modern globalism started under George H.W. Bush. George H.W. Bush. It really kicked into hyperdrive towards the end of the Clinton presidency when he realized he could start wholesaling missile secrets to China for cash, for donations to the Clinton Foundation. They could just live out of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And Obama picked up on that and was going to do the same thing at the end of his term to Iran. I've done this before, but you got to do this. Do you know how much cash $170 billion is?
I can't imagine.
It's a tenth of the global cash supply. It's a tenth of the global cash supply.
Oh, bro.
That is so much cash. If you take all of the cash that's American dollars and all the cash that's euro, the rest of the cash is trash. Those are the only two that really matter. It's a tenth of the global cash supply. He gave it to him.
He wants everything to be even. Everyone should be on this.
But I mean, don't let that point miss. It's like trying to envision how big the universe is. You got to sit and kind of marinate on it a second. Where do you come up with a tenth of the global cash supply? Where do you even get it? Like, you'd have to go to every cash register.
A lot of ATMs.
Every ATM and take a tenth of everything in there. A tenth of every dollar bill, a tenth of every hundred, a tenth of every 20, a tenth of every five, a tenth of every 10. A tenth of the global cash supply. How do you even get that in one spot without being noticed? You know what that tells me, Jersey?
What?
There's so much we don't know. There's so much we don't know.
I mean, if Congress had to know about that,
I doubt it.
Well, then
the deep state.
Who gets you out until Congress gave the money out?
Well, Congress said they could get their money back from the sanctions, but they didn't say how.
I don't know. Cash is untraceable. $170 billion.
It's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of sanctions.
Yeah, but it was money that was being held that had been sanctioned. It was Iranian money that was being held that was sanctioned. But that was digital. Someone had to turn it into paper currency and accumulate that much paper currency in one spot and then put it on an airplane. I'm guessing it was insured. I don't know.
It was two airplanes.
And then get it overseas. That's a lot of cash.
You can't get all that cash on one plane.
There's pallets full of cash, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But I mean, just...
You know, there weren't any 20s in there.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there was all kinds of currency. It was so much cash, they had to, like... Swahili bucks were in there. I mean, there's just like everything. They couldn't possibly get it just in U.S. dollars or just in euros. They had to like go and get all the yen, the yuan. I mean, there was all kinds of cash in there. But who the hell has $170 billion in cash?
Was there some loonies in there?
There had to be a loony in there.
God, if you just could have got 16 of them.
Well, I want the $170 billion.
Or eight double loons.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Known as a toonie.
A toonie?
Mm-hmm. They're loonies and toonies. What do they call them? They call them quids in Britain. Why do they call them quids?
He's a quid.
Like, I got it for 8 quid. It's like we call them bucks. They call them quid. I got them 8 quid. But they don't do quids. It's like quid singular. But right. they also, the British announcers, instead of saying the Ferrari racing team is in the lead, Ferrari are in the lead.
Ferrari
are in the lead. Or Tottenham are leading. Like, no, Tottenham is leading. It's a collective noun. It's not are leading. Who is this?
This is Urban Knight.
Hey, buddy.
Urban Knight's kind of disappointed in you today. I'm not going to quibble over the why they used cash, but it was their money. Don't you remember it was from seized assets prior to...
Right, but where did the cash come from, and why pay it in cash?
No, I agree with you.
Why not just transfer it digitally like normal people?
The cash part is crucial, but the guy asked you about the money. It wasn't like money we took from our treasury.
I said that during the explanation.
Yeah, it was their money that we gave back to him.
They live in the desert and sleep with goats. That's why you can't transfer it digitally.
You should get into that oil thing.
They really live more in the mountains, but okay.
Mobile could be a better cash cow if we made it. Understand that. Have a good one.
All right. I said that. I love how people correct me on things I said. Well, I literally said that was their money.
You know what?
It was sanctioned money.
I'm going to give Urbanite, because he's a good caller.
He's a great caller.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I bet you that he knows to turn his radio down. So he might have had the radio down awaiting you to come on and didn't hear you say it. That would be my guess.
Do you think he has a lucky lady looming in the distance?
I don't know.
If he does, he can go by Heirloom Jewelers. Go by Heirloom Jewelers, because while you're at Heirloom Jewelers, you'll be looking at... Hang on just a second. He'll be looking at... I had to make sure it was playing. Because it's in mono, so we can't hear it. But I know it's going out over the ear. Heirloom Jewelers has giveaways on wedding rings. Giveaways on wedding rings. So all you other people are out there buying an engagement ring, and then you got to go buy a wedding ring. Not at Heirloom Jewelers. You buy the engagement ring, they throw in the wedding ring for free, up to a $500 value. Only during the month of May. Only if you mention you heard it on the radio. So get in there. Get in there when you get the opportunity. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Troop Booth is the GIA Gemological Genius, the diamond certified gemological expert. And he's the owner, the manager, the salesman, and everything. So if you're dealing business with Heirloom Jewelers, you're doing business with Troop Booth. More Dave, more Baron, more 84 right after this.
Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think?
turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Dave's got the big ideas. Ah, now I see where he's going with this. Speaking of where he's going, where you want to eat lunch today, Dave? I know what I want to eat.
You know, is there a really good Italian place around here?
There is.
That has, like, pasta specials and really good salads and pizzas.
84. Do you know?
There's this place over on Zelda Road.
Zelda Road.
You go down and it's... like on the back side there, it's called Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
It must be in Midtown Montgomery.
It is. Beautiful Midtown Montgomery. And they have a wonderful pasta special this week.
Why don't you tell us what it is?
It is perfectly grilled shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly.
A lemon sauce.
Yes, that's right.
With Parmesan on a bed of the... most perfectly cooked al dente linguine you could possibly imagine.
And it's got some sautéed spinach in there? Did you mention that?
Oh, and this, how did I forget the spinach? It was absolutely incredible.
Golly. I can't even do the rest of the show now. Because I'm getting that dish.
I sent Rowena a text last night. I said, want me to go by Midtown and pick up the special? And she sent me back, like, the middle finger. She's like, really? You have to ask that question? I said, on the way. She sent me back, smiley face, starry eyes. And it was, we also got shrimp a la mode.
Woof. You guys ate big last night.
Award-winning pizzas? Any award-winning
pizza? Got a VY pizza, my personal favorite.
Who do you feed with all this food? You got four
dudes,
kids.
Yeah. And they're old and one of them is a 13-year-old boy.
I can't even imagine because, oh my God, my kids eat like an unbelievable amount of food these days.
Let me tell you, I went to Costco the other day and spent, I think, almost $400. That was like 3 days ago. I walked in the pantry last night.
Just crumbs and crumpled up, you know.
I mean, the only thing they didn't eat was like the seaweed crisps.
Right. And I know that you bought sardines. They didn't buy them.
Oh.
They didn't eat those.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They're like a plague of locusts. They just come through. You can actually hear them. If you sit quietly at night, you're like, oh, are the cicadas back? No, those are my kids mowing through everything I own. Chewing on the furniture when we run out of food.
We wake up in the morning and our back refrigerator, you could open the door and there'll just be like a fork stuck. Still left in the leftover spaghetti or what have you. And it's like, Coleman!
At my house, that's for me. But I can't resist cold spaghetti.
I love cold spaghetti. I might get spaghetti and meatballs to take home from Midtown.
Do they have that at Midtown?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to get that scrimp pasta.
Do they have beer at Midtown?
16 beers on tap.
They have got a great dark beer.
And they got
Savannah is sweet as sugar, too. Great, great barkeeper up there.
And let me tell you, I think they still have Genesee Cream Ale for $2 at happy hour. I think they do. Which is a dynamite beer.
I tried that.
Yeah, Jenny Cream's good,
your,
man.
Yeah, I mean, by your suggestion. Mm. And it actually is
a
pretty
great light beer.
For $2.
$2. And you don't get drunk. You can have two of them and you're sober when you leave.
Yeah.
It's not like some of those beers you have two.
Be careful with the stout.
Yeah. Who is this?
Hey, fellas. And Flash, he'll serve you up so good. I mean, he don't let that doggone beer get low. I can tell you, he's on top of it, baby.
Can I ask you a question? When did Will become Flash? This has all happened in the last few months.
I sent you the picture of his shirt.
I mean,
is that lightning bolt? But I think it's because so many wheels, but I know one has passed on, but I guess it's because it's so many of them.
Yeah,
It was three, I know. Now it's two.
I think it was more of like an occasional nickname thing, and now it's like a, you know, like people just call him it openly.
I'm gonna say he's so fast it's filling your beer up. That's why it's flashing, baby.
Yeah.
I want to say even if that was their money, and we know what bank. I mean, we know what people put the money there to got help to get together. But first question on that is, if it's sanctioned, if we're the only ones that broke it, why did everybody put money in? And then, just so you know, Obama had, I don't know if you had, I think you had brought this up, I don't know if you did or not, but Obama back in 12, he used the Fugees rapper, you know, one of the Fugee boys, and he funneled money. He bought, on his way out now, he got us renting the second biggest port in China. The second biggest one now in China. We renting it. We using our tax dollars paying it. And as soon as he signed that piece of paper, that night, the Fugees rapper got $21 million put in his, and it was sent to, right on down the line to him. So, I mean, more and more is opening. Like you said, we don't all know what's going on, but I know we just can't say, hey, they dropped that money and that was their money and it's all right, because it ain't all right. All right, but, and love you. Love
y'all. Appreciate it. See you, Randall.
Boy, I'm tired every time he gets off.
Well, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I love Randall. And he's chock full of good information. Just a lot of it.
Yeah. And it all tries to get out at the exact same time.
Montgomery woman guilty on 10 counts of filing false tax returns. People like this ought to be killed.
What's that?
I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but people like this ought to be killed. Montgomery woman guilty on 10 counts of filing false tax returns. One of the things they used to do is, and I don't know if this is what caused me problems, for several years I had to file paper taxes. They would not accept my electronic filing because somebody had used my daughter's social security number inappropriately or illegally or something. And as a result, we had to prove she was my daughter, like that I had the social security number, I had to find an affidavit, sign an affidavit. It was just a pain in the butt. And people who do this are causing all kinds of problems for other people. She only got 3 years in prison.
Mm.
3 years. She's facing up to 3 years in prison. Also, guys, what did I tell you about these apps on the phone? If you have an app on your phone and you didn't pay for it, they are making money off of you somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this the other day they had Ever, I think it was called, E-V-E-R, and everybody was uploading their phones to it forever, and it was unlimited free storage. Well, guess what? That you're the product. And they were selling your data, your pictures, to somebody who was developing basically images of you smart AI facial recognition software. Now WhatsApp.
Owned by Facebook.
Is it owned by Facebook?
Yes.
It's used by 1.5 billion people worldwide.
And I didn't know why until very recently, and it is because I think only in America do they have SMS.
Uh-huh.
So you can't text people in a lot. You can iMessage, but you can't do like a text between like an iPhone and whatever other janky phones that people might
why
have.
Why do people have janky phones? If I text you and you get a green bubble, I don't text you very much.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that green bubble. I don't like your green bubble.
But
I don't care about your Note 7. I don't care about your Galaxy S35. Your phone sucks. It doesn't communicate with my Apple. I can't get populated previews when you send me stuff. So I don't
click
on them.
Which is the worst of the worst.
I won't add people to group text. If you have, if you're going to make my whole group green and I can't communicate with everybody else, nope, you're not in my group.
On iMessage, I can attach a PDF or a picture.
So, but apparently that is a reason that people that's the reason that WhatsApp is so big because it goes over Wi-Fi. And so they over Wi-Fi. I guess they can do all those things. I know I have one. I don't think I've ever logged into it.
So your show is full of iPhone snobs, Apple snobs. That's what I just learned.
100%.
Duh.
You don't text from a green bubble.
I don't. No.
Because you got a blue bubble right there.
Yeah, I'm.
All the text messages Baron's been ignoring. I'm late.
I ignore everybody's text messages. Don't.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't feel special.
Me, Baron. Can I come in late? Silence. Can I come? Is it okay if I come? I'm 30 minutes late. Silence. Okay, I'm coming.
Don't listen. Don't feel special. I ignore everybody. My mom will testify to that. My sister will testify.
Hey, Mallory, may I have your cell phone number?
Most people, I would say, he ignores most people.
Well, I do have the Klabe and Dabe and the Grand Mufti group text, which is very active.
Oh, I think you should give me your number right now on air. Can we discuss your fashion today?
Pretty sure that's not going to happen.
This is very fashionable today.
No,
for the listeners who are not able to see, we have a scarf situation happening and a popped collar. We're very GQ fraternity rush happening at the moment.
I didn't know 84 dressed like that. Most people didn't.
If you see one other person...
You left out jorts.
If you see anybody else like in the country dressed like this, run in the other direction.
they're going to steal you.
That is not a scarf, April Marie. That is a bandana.
That's right.
A bandana.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it's a scarf.
Now, if you guys had WhatsApp, you could communicate. But you have to wonder, or you have to be careful. In early May, WhatsApp discovered hackers were able to install surveillance software.
Something like from IDF, right? Like
on your iPhone or Android device by ringing up the target's app's phone call function.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, now even if you didn't answer, they were able to put it on there. It's a malicious code developed by a secretive Israeli company, NSO Group. It could be transmitted even if users didn't answer their phones. And the calls often disappeared from the call logs, meaning you didn't even know it had happened to your phone. And all of a sudden, they had complete control over your phone. They could turn the cameras on, turn the microphones on, all that kind of stuff.
It's creepy. I mean, it is absolutely creepy.
I just assume my phone has all that. And anybody who wants to watch my boring life play out is fine.
All right, Gary Hart.
I consistently give... give disclaimers on my text messages and in my phone calls for inappropriate things. I've been working on, I told you this, Baron, an opioid awareness campaign.
Yes.
And so I'm like, where are we on the opioids? And then I'll just send that to random people. And then I'm like, wait, no, I'm not trying to procure some.
So where are we on the opioids?
What's your situation?
Go to the Z Mart on Ann Street. Ask for Ali.
Talk to Boogie.
No, it's Ali.
Where is Ali?
Where is he?
Z-Mart on Ann Street.
We'll be back. 272-9228. Dave, did you get this? Level 42, something about you?
Mm-hmm.
Dave's keeping track of our music. We'll explain why later. April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership. And from altoday.com. 84 from 84. Dave and Baron from Dave and Baron. We're all here, and we'll be back in a minute.
He may not not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari. What's better than watching the hot new dating competition, Paradise Hotel, on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tomorrow, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tomorrow on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling
across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey. Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars. Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway. We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our phenomenal string of storm-free days continues. Today, sunshine will dominate, still rather low humidity with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool as we have been, but still comfortable. I think we go down to 62 for the low tonight, into the mid-80s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Rain chances just about nil. I've got them at 10%. Friday and Saturday, it's starting to feel more like summer. A little bit more humidity, high temperatures 88 to 90 both days. Not much change on Sunday. Although, I think by Sunday evening, there could be an isolated shower in the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
RileyManning.com, 799-1284, 799-1284. My man Riley is an absolute guru with a paint stick. I mean, this guy, he gets it. He understands paint better than anybody. And if you have any questions at all about your project, your house, maybe you just want something refinished, stained, varnished, the whole house painted inside and outside, doesn't matter. And he was telling us not long ago, was he telling me on air, did he do this on air about a lady who wanted her whole house painted but could only afford a little bit at a time, so you just come and do a room here. And you do a little trim over there, and then you come back and do another room over there. And they eventually got the whole house painted over a year or two. That's what he does. He'll work with you. He'll work with you. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284, 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. 50-plus years in the business. He has those A-plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, the trained professional painters, not the day laborers like the other guys. Some of those day painters have been with him 20, 25, 30, 35 years. And, guys, he also has that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 43 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Baron Clay, also known as 84, and April Marie Fogle here joining you. We will get to the shenaniganry going on in the legislature. A couple things I wanted to point out. One is, Selma was awarded $1 million grant to combat allegedly gang violence. That's got to be more money than their entire police department costs on an annual basis. That's a lot of money for a city the size of Selma.
Who's administering the grant? That's actually frightening because, yeah.
The next question I was going to say was, obviously somebody from the FBI is going to be sitting in Selma running this police department for the next 18 months. They are not going to give you $1 million and say, spend it however you want.
I don't
want
to make assumptions, but I can tell you that giving people $1 million all willy-nilly in small towns anywhere is going to end up with its own racketeering issues. Like, we're getting rid of gangs by creating our own gang of people to pay.
Because somebody's brother-in-law gets on the payroll with this, and all of a sudden everybody gets new equipment.
We're going to teach classes. We're going to...
And there's not one community thing outreach done to combat gang violence or crime. It's supposed to last 18 months. It's supposed to cover police equipment and overtime costs associated with increased patrolling.
First thing we need to do is build a headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
Or find a headquarters.
Everybody gets a raise.
Do we know any real estate guys?
There's a brother-in-law deal around the corner everywhere you spend $1 million. Our number 272-9228, that's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Who is this?
This is a friend of Terry Adams.
Okay, what's on your mind?
It's really late calling you. I just took several days, but I just want to congratulate you for last week bringing attention to the dangers of 5G.
Okay.
Have read a lot about it, and I just think it's a terrible, terrible thing. And we're probably going to get it, but I just think it's terrible. And I appreciate you bringing that to the attention of your vast listening audience.
Well, I do appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. All thank right. you, sir.
272-9228, man calling to thank us for covering the 5G issue. I'll put him up there. Yeah, I'll get you covered. All right.
Changing seats here. We've got musical seats going on.
We do have musical seats because joining the program is... Well, a longtime legislator of the area in the state of Alabama, but one of the good ones, not one of the globalist corporatist whores that operates down there. You like it?
I want that on a T-shirt.
Don't worry, we're
it's
working
on its
that.
Way.
I would wear that. I want you to know that.
Yeah, we're
trust
working
me,
on that.
It's on the way.
I'm interested to see what context it comes out on, but.
It is 100% on the way, the globalist corporatist whore T-shirt. Paul DeMarco,
among others.
Paul DeMarco of Homewood, Alabama. Man, I keep trying to get to run for every office that comes up.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be with you.
Paul is a phenomenal public servant. You are a lawyer. Turn public servant. Turn back to just being a lawyer.
Now he's just
gotta
a lawyer.
Got to pay the mortgage.
Well, yeah.
He's got a beautiful wife and kids to support.
Amen.
Not as many as the man across the microphone, but...
Nobody has as many as him.
I think combined you three do. You have three, you have two, and you have...
Two.
You have seven combined?
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
He had four. He just left. He could have rounded it out nicely.
Have you discussed what you did for your wife for Mother's Day?
Because
you better have made it good.
Some things I can't talk about on air.
Okay. What family-friendly things you did for your wife for Mother's Day?
Shouldn't ask for anything family-friendly.
That woman has given you seven children.
Dave's shaking his head. You're not getting in on this one?
No, I told you what I did.
My wife is a saint.
My answer to Mother's Day is that Midtown can fix anything.
Anything. Absolutely anything. No, I took care of Mother's Day. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
As long as you do something. That's the key. We did something. Just don't forget.
Sure. We celebrated the week before.
There you go.
We had an empty night, and we celebrated it the week before.
That counts.
What we did was we got a babysitter for the kids and took an overnight at a hotel room in town.
Nice. A staycation.
We went to eat lunch. We went shopping. We wandered around, just enjoyed time together, and then went and ate dinner and went back and watched the end of a basketball game, fell asleep.
She probably appreciated that as much as anything.
What she appreciated was a dark room that was ice cold all night without a single child.
Churn.
Not one child. She didn't wake up once. And, I mean, we don't get a night without a wake up.
Sleep is priceless.
We got one at 4:30 a.m. last night. I've been up since 4:30 because I couldn't go back to sleep.
Sleep is priceless.
Absolutely. My son discovered his voice at 2 in the morning.
This morning?
So instead of the little baby, you know, like, Mom, he came and he's like, I want Lucky Charms. I'm like...
At 2 in the morning?
Yes! I was like, what are you smoking in your room? You've got the munchies.
When you got a hankering, you know.
Sometimes you want Lucky Charms.
Woke me up in the middle of the night. And he has been saying Lucky Charms in a way that I can't understand for ages. But now woke me up. I want Lucky Charms clear as day.
Now he gets it. We'll talk a little legislature when we get back. Paul DeMarco, former state legislator in the studio for a segment. April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership, altoday.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. And your calls, if you want to, on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
For a limited time, WOW is offering $10 off super-fast internet every month for the first year.
Wait, what? Who?
WOW. That's just $29.99 per month when bundled with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month for 12 months with a two-year agreement.
That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOW-WAY-2 or visit WOWWAY.com for details. Limited time offer requires two-year agreement, auto-pay, and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pusacue at Wind Creek, Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pusacue on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek, Montgomery.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mallory Baron Coleman, April Marie Fogel joins us as she does on Wednesdays. Paul DeMarco's in the studio. We'll get to all them and more after I tell you about our friends over at Bath Innovations. Guys, get on the horn with Bath Innovations. 271-2723, 271-2723. You can check them out online, bathinnovations.com. Not only are they generous sponsors of our telephones up here, bathinnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228 if you want to call the studio. But they're also generous sponsors of the program and amazing general contractors who can get in there. They can do anything. They can do the quartz. They can do the granite. They can do just about anything. But the one thing they really love to do, the one thing I highly recommend you at least talk to them about, get a quote on, get a quote on the acrylic work at Bath Innovations is stunning, absolutely stunning. This is not your grandpappy's acrylic. This isn't that olive green weird plastic they used to put on the wall. No, this is wonderful, wonderful acrylic, absolutely outstanding acrylic. And what you will find out is it's an easy process. They come in, measure, they're in and out in a day, day and a half, and your whole bathroom looks brand new. And that laser-etched acrylic, telling you, never seen anything like it. I challenge you to go find a better product at the price. You just can't. It's an amazing, amazing product. Basically a lifetime product that's easy to clean and make sure your bathroom's sealed from water and safe from water damage forever. Great product. Great, great product. Bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. Check them out on the Eastern Boulevard. Got Paul DeMarco, April Marie Fogel, Dave Mallory. Mallory. Three L's.
Rico Suave.
In the studio. You think he's Rico Suave?
He's looking very pretty today.
Hey, now.
From your perspective as a former legislator, Paul DeMarco, the Alabama Senate yesterday passed what is being termed the strongest abortion law in the country. Kay Ivey's expected to sign it. Is this a stunt, a political stunt, to take the voters' minds off the fact that they just passed a very unpopular gas tax increase, or is there some other reason they're doing this?
No, I think they legitimately want it to go to the Supreme Court. The question is, will the Roberts Court take up this legislation as opposed to Georgia's heartbeat bill or anything like that? Now, as for the other, we can discuss the other, but as for that, no, I think they legitimately want to get it to the to United States Supreme Court. Whether this is the one the Supreme Court takes up,
is there anything else they're doing that's wholly or purely politically stuntish in order to prove their conservative bona fides?
Besides the Common Core repeal that died?
You know, but I will say this. If in 2010, when the Republicans took over the legislature after 136 years, you would have said the legislature, whether you agree or disagree with these issues, would be taking up a gasoline tax, lots of gambling, marijuana, completely changing the ethics laws, I think folks would have said, is this the same group that took over in 2010? Wherever you are on those issues, whether you're for or against, I think folks would have said,
pot and taxes weren't on the agenda. You wouldn't have thought.
No. And again, whether you agree or disagree with those issues, I think folks are looking at this legislature and scratching their head and said, where is this coming up?
Is that because we have a new speaker? Or is it because politics and the political winds have changed?
I think you've got a freshman class. So you got a bunch of new folks. Mm-hmm. And they're taking the cues from the folks that have been there. But I think the way the gas tax got through has emboldened some folks to say, we're going to do what we want to do. And I think it's really, and I was telling somebody this, it's, don't even just look at the issues. Look at the way it is operating. You know, bills getting filed or we're putting on the committee the next day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the procedure. Look at the procedure as much as the issues. You can talk about the issues, and you do talk about the issues. Y'all talk about the issues, but look at the procedure as well. And
that's,
I think that's
very
what
good
is
point.
A lot of folks have got a lot of questions about the procedure and have folks emboldened. We really don't need to worry about what's going on back home. We can just do it because look what we did at the beginning of the session. Whether you agreed or disagreed with the gasoline tax, the problem was the way it was done is...
Oh, I 100% agree.
Is what
yeah, I mean,
folks,
that was my argument from the beginning. Don't cram this thing through. Convince
but
us
we need
it. But
they couldn't have passed it if they didn't cram it through. And that's
right.
Because Republicans were the ones that were criticizing Nancy Pelosi for saying, you got to pass it
to find out what's
in it. And
pass it without reading it. And you know, not putting it... I think it was 2010 they said they were going to advertise everything for 5 days before they voted on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now there was a bill, somebody told me the other day, they got less than 24 hours notice before it was on the committee the next morning. One of the bills that came up. And folks were like, wait a second.
Oh, not only this, go back to the gas tax. They scheduled the committee for Monday morning at 10 a.m., Friday at 4:30, so which means you had 30 minutes to call the clerk and request a public hearing.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't there supposed to be a thing where, like, which you said the 5 days, and then there was, I think, 48 hours before the rules would come out 48 hours before. There was all sorts of stuff like that just...
There were all these issues, that they totally forgot about.
We would post on a Friday for the next Wednesday, so that gave you plenty of time, but that's a lot of concern I've heard from folks is the process as much as some of the content.
Is there anything the average person can do? I mean, you were in the legislature. Could an email or a text message or a phone call or an office visit, did anything change your mind on any issues?
If it's somebody from your district, you know, if I'm hearing from somebody,
from Athens, you don't care.
Yeah, but if it's from your district, I really do. And I think there's kind of some people, look, y'all would know because y'all been involved in this a lot longer than me. You know, if you hear from 10 people, there's some sort of, you know, so you hear from so many folks. But, I mean, look, when I was there, the issue that I heard the most of, it wasn't constitutional reform or education. It was Free the Hops. And I heard from a lot of people about Free the Hops. And guess what? I supported Free the Hops because I knew the people in my district wanted me to support Free the Hops. So,
and we're glad you did. Brewfest is coming to the riverfront on Friday.
Don't you think, too, that one thing that people can do is they shouldn't always call just to yell at you or just to say that, you know, if they want to be known as somebody who is substantive and that can move your needle on things, if you're a legislator, you know, they should be in your district. And they should also be willing to, you know, give you credit when it's due and while they also credit. Because if you call up and you just talk about the crazy issues of the day, then it's very easy to put you in the crazy person file. If you want to be taken seriously, talk about, you know, don't yell the talking
points. Give them an attaboy,
because you're not going to want to respond. If somebody's just screaming nasty and all
caps
this,
and not, you
yeah,
know.
Then you're like, okay, I know where this
and
is
And we all
go.
Know those people at the State House. They're walking around and you're like, you see the members running the other direction.
It's true.
I don't want to be that
person. Not just the members, but other people in the gallery, lobbyists.
Other lobbyists.
The employees,
I'm
everybody
get cornered
runs.
By this guy.
That's right.
Paul DeMarco, appreciate